On Saturday morning, April 1st, a group of volunteers gathered at the site of the former Bullpen Cafe. They were there in advance of the demolition of the building, which had housed a restaurant that served visitors to Boone County's final livestock sale barn. It's located on the east end of the business loop. The owner of the building says that it's beyond repair and needs to come down. The volunteers were there to remove wooden sale barn seats, agricultural signage, and other artifacts for a future sale. Jackie Cockrell was there, too. The Columbia resident was the last owner of the Bullpen Cafe. I was on hand to ask her a few questions. Also, there was Columbia, Missouri reporter Jeremy Turley. You'll hear his voice in this next segment as well. This is Thinking Out Loud on KBIA.
I started in 1978.
As a waitress?
As a waitress, yes. I worked for Milton Danley, and my Aunt Helen, she actually is the one that came and asked me if I wanted to go to work. And I said, you bet. So we did. I did anything and everything that I could do. I did dishes, I cooked, I waited tables, I argued with the customers, some of them. No, I'm kidding. We had a good time. Yes, I did. I enjoy meeting people, and then, of course, we had a lot of regulars, and a lot of them became just like family, and that was the hard part when I had to close, telling everybody goodbye, and some of them I did stay in contact with, but others, you know, you kind of move your own separate ways when that happens.
What do you think people liked about coming here, and what do you think they liked about the atmosphere that the bullpen gave off?
Being able just to be yourself. You know, just be theirself. They didn't have to act like anybody else but theirself, and they was comfortable with that. From lawyers to farmers, veterinarians, roofers, construction, politics, big time politics. Two of my kids, both the girls, they worked here. Bobby Joe and Tamika, they both worked here. My grandkids, they all came in here, and everybody got to know them. And they all treated them like they was their grandkids. And this is kids that some of the kids that used to come in here. This little girl here, I played softball with her mama. Yeah, all these kids used to come to the bullpen. And like this one here, his grandpa, his name was Donald Wyatt, and he was a big regular here. And he just passed away here not too awful long ago, which was very sad. And I got to visit with him for a good couple of hours at his home. His daughter was there taking care of him. You know, his kids were going in and out taking care of him. And I called and asked if I'd come visit with him. And they said I could. And we had a really good visit, good laughs. We talked about the bullpen. But that's his grandson. Anyway, these are all pictures of different kids that used to come in the bullpen. And we watched them grow up. I mean, we watched every one of these kids grow up. So they had a hard time with it, too, when I had to close. So they all became like family to us. But I was just a snot-nosed kid when I started here.
So I know you've probably been here a few times since it closed, obviously.
No, I haven't.
Really?
After we closed, of course,
we got stuff out
and everything. But after that, I haven't been back.
Wow, really? So this is your first time
back?
Yeah, this
is my first
time.
This is
your first time seeing it like this?
Yes.
is that strange for you?
Yes.
Hi.
You could probably remember this when it was all filled out and there was people everywhere.
I mean, you know, this was a big part of my life, almost 30 years of my life right here. Right here was these two tables here were the main bull crap was thrown around. You know what I mean? Yeah. A lot of good times right here, in this corner right here. That's where the main talking was going on. The fussing, the fighting, the laughing, and a lot of good times.
That was Jackie Cockrell, the final owner of the Bullpen Cafe. The eatery closed now over 10 years ago. Demolition of the derelict building will happen soon. Here, Columbia, Missourian reporter Jeremy Turley mentions a bullpen regular who assigned monikers to the cafe's staff.
I did talk to Bandy Jacobs, if you know that name.
Oh, yeah.
He's 88 years old now.
His nickname is Cracker. I gave him that nickname,
is it?
Cracker. Yes, and he gave me my nickname, Papoose, And he gave Debbie McFarland, that is my cousin and also worked here for 20-some years. WB was her nickname. He had nicknames for all of us. My oldest daughter, her nickname was Golden Arches. And there's stories behind each one of these nicknames. There's Flash and there's Crash, and but his nickname was Cracker. I gave that to him because he came in one time and he would razz me about something, get what it was. He goes, "I'm just going to have to go to the Cracker Barrel." And I go, "Fine, just go on and go." And the next day I said, "Well, how was your breakfast, Cracker?" And that's where he got the nickname Cracker.
And when you decided to close up, what was the reason for that?
There were several reasons. There was the change of the highway, which really hurt us. Mm-hmm. You know, people had to go all the way around, and they wouldn't have enough time, you know, for like lunch and stuff. If, you know, if you had to be back a certain time at their job, they didn't have time. That was one of the bumps. The closing of the sale barn, that was a big bump. That hurt us. And the smoking ban hurt us. Mm-hmm. And we, you know, we even had people come in here that didn't smoke, but that probably didn't bother me. You know, they come in to visit with their friends and eat our good food, of course, and to aggravate us and us to aggravate them.
What was the special? Like, why would people come out of their way to come to the bullpen that day?
Brain sandwiches. Just don't get that anywhere. Brains and eggs or brain sandwiches. Big breaded tenderloins, and we did all this ourselves. It wasn't frozen and brought in. Made our own and own mashed potatoes. Everything was scratch.
Memories there of the Bullpen Cafe. The diner closed now 10 years ago, and the building, located on the east end of Columbia's Business Loop 70, is slated for demolition. Along with the Columbia Missourian's Jeremy Turley, who you heard in that last segment, I interviewed the final owner of the Bullpen Cafe, Jackie Cockle, as she took a last look around at the building that housed the longtime eatery. The building's owner has plans to demolish the structure, citing excessive expenses required to maintain the building.